Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Good morning, everybody. Today I'm joined with Mo Carr, the CEO of HVivo. How are you, Mo?
Oh, well, thank you. How are you?
Great, great. Well, this morning you've announced an exciting development, the signing of an £11.5 million contract with RSV, the respiratory syncytial virus. Have I pronounced that right?
Almost there, Martin. Almost there.
Almost, yes. English is my second language, as I tell everyone. So you've signed that with an existing top-tier global pharmaceutical client, a significant milestone for the company. And I think it underscores the leadership in respiratory research and human challenge trials. Mo, obviously, congratulations on this. Can you share some more details about the deal?
No, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Yeah, so this is a large contract we've signed for a respiratory syncytial virus. Now I can't say it. the RSV virus, which impacts a lot of people, actually. So £11.5 million contract to effectively study this antiviral against RSV. It's with a current client, which is great to see. And we hope to start this work towards the end of 2025, or at least the second half of 2025. And the trial will due to complete in 2026. So this will be conducted in our new facility in Canary Wharf, which I know you know we moved into in October or in July of this year. So yeah, great news for the company, great news for our RSV portfolio, the fact that we are continuing to develop more drugs against RSV.
Well, in the announcement, you highlighted that RSV is still a leading cause of childhood lower respiratory infections. Now, with some treatments already available, why do you think pharma companies are still investing in research for alternative therapies?
So that's an interesting question. So two RSV vaccines hit the market last year. In fact, we worked on one of them and ran a human challenge trial and get that drug to the patients much faster. But since the 1960s, when the virus was discovered, there hasn't been really any vaccines on the market until last year. And that's been great news. Even now, over 300 million people around the world are impacted by an infection with RSV. It affects mostly young infants, the elderly, or immunocompromised people. And it's still an issue. And these vaccines, of course, are helping in reducing this disease burden. But this isn't the answer to everything. As you know, not every vaccine is 100% effective. And we don't have any long-term durability data on these two vaccines. We don't know how long the effect will last. And the viruses, I mean, the viruses are generally very intelligent. They can actually mutate and resist certain treatments and vaccines as well. So the research for more drugs in RSV will continue. So you're looking at oral vaccines, for example, rather than having an injection, or multivalent vaccines where you're taking one vaccine that's effective against more than one pathogen. And then there's the antivirals. So this is where you actually catch the infection and how do you treat it? Because vaccine is too late for the vaccine to build immunity into somebody who has already been infected. So the RSV R&D spending will continue. We've got a good portfolio in a pipeline for RSV. I mean, just imagine if people stopped doing any more research in antibiotics after penicillin. I mean, you would never would never happen. So, in the same manner, the research within RSV will continue.
So I suppose we can very much think about, I suppose, well, most people are familiar with how the COVID vaccine sort of mutate, sorry, the COVID-19 mutated and the vaccines are always evolving. What you're saying is with RSV, that will be continually evolving R&D and investment going into those therapies, yes?
Absolutely. So RSV has a much longer history than COVID-19, for example. It doesn't mutate as fast, at least historically, but then again, there have been no medications against it, right? So when you have a virus and you produce some medications, some mutation potentially allows that virus to continue to grow even against those treatments. And then you have something else that you need to work on. So absolutely, it's, I mean, it's a very debilitating disease. It affects so many people. So I think the R&D from the biopharma industry will continue in this area.
Okay, well, I mean, hVIVO is well known for leading the way in human challenge trials. You've also recently introduced new service lines as well to your offering. I mean, how are those shaping up so far?
Shipping really nicely, thank you. So just to be clear, though, at our core, we'll always be our human challenge R3RO. That's our core business. We are the world leader. We've done over 70 human challenge trials. Around 5,000 people and volunteers have been through our trials, so that will remain our main core business. But once we moved into this new facility in Canary Wharf, we've been able to offer new services. So one example is that we tripled our laboratory space. So we launched a new brand in H Lab, and we're now signing some contracts for immunology and virology lab services, which is great to see. We've also signed a couple of contracts in clinical site services. This is where we're offering clinical trial services on an outpatient basis, so non-challenge trials. And finally, we've also signed some small contracts in patient recruitment services through our FluCamp brand. So I think, just to be clear, we'll continue to develop the business in the human challenge trial, but then using the same infrastructure and more or less the same resources, we're looking to deliver these additional services to diversify our offering. So that's the goal. And I'm pleased to say that, even at this early stage, we've seen some good growth.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. You've clearly been very busy. You also noticed this morning you've reiterated your guidance for 2025, sorry, 2024. And with the trading update due in February, what can investors expect from that announcement?
For 2024, first of all, we're reiterating that we will achieve £62 million in revenue, and we expect to deliver EBITDA within the higher end of the market expectations. And considering we're so close to the end of the year, we're pretty confident we can deliver on both those metrics. For 2025, as per normal, we will give guidance before the end of February. I mentioned earlier, I think in September, that we had around £40 million pounds in what I call near to midterm opportunities, and this is one of the ones I mentioned. So this is good to see this one signed, but we also got a number of other opportunities still on the go, and we're hoping to get them signed. That's been one of the challenges for us, to be honest with you, because getting people to sign on the dotted line has been a challenge with regards to some I think depression in funding for some of our clients. But the pipeline, these are the number of opportunities we're currently working on trying to close them, has never been higher. So I'm very confident that long term, we will do well, and we will get to our 100 million pound revenue target by 2028.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Mo. It's been great to hear about the exciting developments at hVIVO. And like all the everyone else, I'm very much looking forward to hearing the updates in February.
Thank you for having me on. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.